Welcome to part two of podcast number 114, Auction Napa Valley 2014.
Once again, we are here with Adam Fox of Kennard Vineyard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Fantastic today.
And you know, it's kind of nice. We ran into you at a moment while we're eating meatballs, and you're kind of taking a break from the barrel, aren't you?
Yes. A little reprieve to come out and get some fresh air. And, you know, there's almost only so much red wine you can drink in a morning.
Well, it looks like this potentially could be one of the best auctions ever.
It looks like it. I mean, if we do anything like we did last year, it should be pretty stellar for the Valley.
And I wish that for you guys. But also, you were telling me some exciting news about the Aspen Food and Wine Experience.
Yeah, first year we're attending the Aspen Food and Wine or exhibiting there. So that'll be exciting for us, 2 weeks. The auction Napa Valley kicks off the summer. Then followed by Aspen Food and Wine, and then Harvest, and then, of course, Premier Napa Valley in February. Another year, another vintage. Looks like a good one.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Have you guys increased your output at all? I know you were talking about getting some more vineyards back.
We got a few grapes back from Duckhorn that we had long-standing contracts with. And then I think we have another year with the cab with Mondavi, and then hopefully we'll be able to reclaim everything for ourselves, because for the last several years we've been selling out way before the release of our next vintage, which is a good problem to have, but it's still in fact a problem.
Well, that's success though, and success occasionally has its price.
It does. So, but we'd like to be able, when people call and say they'd like some wine, to be able to give it to them and say, you know, wait 6 months. But We're looking forward to getting the grapes back, but it doesn't translate for so long. I mean, that's the problem. Is as I mentioned before, we get them back this year, and you know, in 3 years from now, we'll have more wine.
Yeah, that should turn into an interesting situation. Yes. Adam, for our listeners to learn a little bit more about Kennard Vineyard, how would they do that?
Simple, www.kennardvineyard.com, or they can always email me direct, adamfox@kennardvineyard.
And if they want to visit you, it's by appointment, correct?
We're actually not open to the public, but for your listeners, if they have a personal invitation.
That's pretty darn cool. Adam, really good seeing you.
Thank you. Thanks. Good to see you, Ray.
Thanks. I'm here with Stephanie Putnam of Raymond Vineyards. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It's nice to see you again. Our listeners have yet to hear your podcast, which was a tasting, which is a rare podcast for us. But just tell me about, you're not pouring for a barrel this year, you said, right?
We're skipping this year for a barrel, but we are doing a live lot, a year in Hollywood glamour.
Okay, I got to know about that. What exactly is that?
So a year in Hollywood glamour is, Raymond has partnered up with the Weinstein Production Company. You are flown on a private jet to L.A. We will suit you up with a gown and a tuxedo. You'll attend the Oscars. You'll go to the Weinstein after party. And then, to continue the year of Hollywood glamour, you're going to we're going to go to your house, and you're going to have a Hollywood premiere at your house of a movie. And then for the true red carpet premiere, you're going to be flown again on jet down to L.A. for the Hollywood premiere. And of course, there's a lot of Raymond wine, 3 liters, 6 liters, and 9 liter. A lot of Raymond wine thrown in there, too.
You know, you made that sound very personable, as if I've already won the lot.
I wish I could win the lot.
Oh, that's right. I can't really pay for it, could I?
No, neither can I.
I have to say, my compliments for what you guys did at Premier. It was such a great show. People were blown away. It was a lot of fun, and it was a real pleasure meeting you back then.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Not at all. I'm hoping someday we can get in and do that blending thing.
Maybe one day you might have a connection.
That would be nice. For our listeners to learn a little bit more about you and Raymond online, how would they do that?
www.raymondvineyards.com.
And the best thing about Raymond is you don't have to have an appointment, right? Although there are options for such things.
You can come up and feel free to stop in anytime you want. For our more popular experiences like our winemaker for a day, we do recommend that you make an appointment in advance, but we do have an open tasting room. You can come in anytime.
Fabulous. Good seeing you again.
All right. Nice to see you as well. Thank you.
Let's just stop talking silliness.
Okay, all right.
Let's get really serious and talk
really
about wine.
Really serious about wine. Okay. What would you like me to say?
Well, first I want to say what I love about coming to Auction Napa Valley, seeing old friends, people we've been able to talk to, and this is great. And you're a great winemaker, and it's nice to see Sarah Fowler of Peugeot.
It's nice to see you, too. I really look forward to this event. And it's sorry. And everybody that walks by.
That would have been Sam Baxter,
yeah,
folks.
That was Sam Baxter. Hi, Sam.
Sam's a regular on the program.
Oh, yeah. I saw that he was just on. You just got the little, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
The stuff.
I love that you do that. That's so great. And Sam's a great guy. And you're a great guy, too.
I'm a hug, yeah.
Anyway, so Sarah, how you been?
I've been doing really well. Thank you very much.
It's nice to see you. We saw you last night at the Peugeot event, which, by the way, was very classy and a lot of fun. And the food was off the charts.
Oh, the food was delicious. Did you see the dessert bar? Amazing. Great event. Great event for Auction Napa Valley. Love seeing everyone come to the winery and to these events. It's promoting, you know, good causes and enjoying good food and wine, seeing great people, friends from old and new, making new friends.
That's the best part, I think, making new friends, because people here are very friendly. I know it's about auction, but it's also about enjoying wine, which is social.
Absolutely about enjoying wine. In fact, I'm about ready to go get some wine.
And I won't keep you long, but I just want to, very quickly, we talked yesterday, and you said you were crazy busy. So are there a lot of new things going on at Peugeot?
Well, we have grown. So since I've been at Peugeot now, this will be, for 8 years, this will be my ninth harvest, and we've pretty much about doubled in production. So we've been planting, growing. We just hired a new vineyard manager for the very first time in the 32 years that Peugeot has been in business. So definitely a lot more going on, baking more wines. A lot of new projects.
Very cool. And you know, obviously you're a woman winemaker, and I am meeting more and more women winemakers. Does that excite you to see more of that happening in the Valley?
It does. You know, it's really exciting. When I started, when I was in school, there was only 7 of us in our class. And, you know, the percentage is somewhere between around 11% of all winemakers right now are women. But I think in the next 10 years, that's going to really shift. I think they're going to see more and more women taking over, you know, not only just in the, you know, production side, but, you know, in all other aspects of the winery as well.
It's funny you should say that, because we were talking to a gentleman who is a grape supplier, and he wouldn't let me interview him, but his exact words were, women are better winemakers because they're more patient.
Oh, I wouldn't say no to that.
And to learn a little bit more about Sarah Fowler and Peugeot online, how do you do that?
You do that at www.peugeot.com.
It's always so much fun talking to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Cheers. Go get some wine.
Yeah, I know I will. Drinking water. It looks like a light rosé.
I'm here with Greg Cole of Cole's Chop House. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. So today we're serving Dungeness crab salad on a Belgium endive spear with house-made cocktail sauce and celery sprouts. And a little takeoff on something we serve in the restaurant. Not exactly like this, but I mean, we have a similar dish.
You know, I think it's very cool, though, that you're obviously a part of Napa. You're well-known in the city, but that you do this event and that you give back to the community.
Right. It's an amazing event. We've been participating, I think, 15, 16 years, and you know, every year the generosity of the community, the way the community gets together, you know, people from all walks of life volunteering, people pouring wine, people helping with parking, all to raise money for our local charities, it's just huge. It's really, really amazing. So I was fortunate enough a couple of years ago at Cole's Chop House, we actually hosted the event where they hand out the money, the proceeds, they hand out the checks. And it was incredible to see that part of it, to see, you know, Clinic Olay, which provides health care to our Hispanic community, getting a check for $1.5 million. For St. Helena Hospital, getting a couple million dollars. I mean, and then lots of local charities like Healthy Moms and Babies and Head Start and all these groups getting, you know, checks that, you know, really is much of their operating budget for the entire year. It's incredible. I mean, what this auction does for our community, it really can't be measured.
The best thing is you're doing it for people in your own backyard. You're taking care of your own.
Yeah, no, it really is. You know, modeled after the Hospice de Bone tasting in Bone, France. And, you know, I think when it started, the humble beginnings 30-plus years ago, I don't think anyone ever anticipated this kind of thing would happen. And you look at these auction lots with the cars and the jet rides and all the things. And I was looking at online last night at the e-auction, and it had like verticals, large bottles. One of the lots was sleepovers. I thought that's so cute. I mean, our Vintners Association is so clever. They do some really neat things, the way they package this thing together. To make it fresh every year, I mean, a lot of the people here, the successful bidders, come every year. And so we have to do things to change it up a little bit, and I think they're successful with that. Whether it's a venue change, you know, there's always something a little bit different, and it's a great event.
Well, you know, while there's a lot of seriousness in wine, the association tries to keep it humorous.
Yeah, no, I mean, like the whole sleepover thing, I thought that's so funny.
Yeah, that's
it's so cute, yeah. So it's a good group to be part of, it's a good group to support, and yeah, I mean, we're all friends and neighbors, we're all here helping each other out, right. So it really is good.
For our listeners to find out how to learn about Cole's Chop House online.
Sure, Cole's Chop House. We actually have a website. It's coleschophouse.com.
Chef, my compliments to what you've done here, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chef.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I've got a good quote about the weather.
I'm real curious. What is your quote about the weather?
My quote about the weather, actually, I was sitting at a bar, Silverado Brewing Company, before it had shut down, and a few friends of ours were just having a discussion about weather. And eventually, this Frenchman looks up, and he's face down in a beer, and he looks up and he says, would you stop talking about the weather? And we looked at him and he said, what do you mean stop talking about the weather? We're Napa Valley. He says, oh, yes, but every day it's the weather. You know, you have to understand. Every year, something happens. Every year, we grow grapes. Every year, we make wine. Would you stop talking about the weather?
That's a great intro. I am here with our friend X, I should say. And just so you know, I'm going to give him entire credit for that little story right there. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. I miss the rabbit ears. That's the only thing.
You know what? I can't have the rabbit ears on all the time.
Did you say wabbit ears?
Wabbit ears. They are wabbit ears. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're pouring Titus today.
I am. I'm pouring Titus Vineyards with a name tag that says Eric Titus.
I know. I looked down at that. I cheated, right?
Yeah. Well, and the reason why I'm wearing Eric's name tag, because I've been at Titus for 7 years, their director of sales and marketing. That being said, Eric is on his way to the East Coast next week, and this weekend he is swimming the Chesapeake Bay Swim, which is 4.5 miles, and he decided not to come out and imbibe on some great food and wine so that he could continue with his training.
Even at this time of year, I would think the Chesapeake Bay is a little chilly.
It's not exactly my choice of a Sunday fun day, but apparently for some it is.
So what's new? What's going on? Anything new with the radio show? I know you guys said you went online last I talked.
Yeah, so everything's new, and I mean, what isn't new? The radio show, as far as Wine Biz Radio, winebizradio.com, you can find some of the most recent podcasts from only about a couple months ago. We have been on a hiatus. Kaz, Randy, and I have all been kind of running around. Randy finished film school. Kaz is trying to wrangle the winery. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I do in my world. But, you know, such is life. And I think we'll probably get back on the radio a little bit before the Bloggers Conference, WBC 14, Santa Barbara.
So anyway, what are you pouring here today?
I've got some lovely 2013 Sauvignon Blanc and 2011 Cabernet Sauvignon that will change your mind about 2011. We actually just put a permit in place right before they tightened up the wrenches in Napa County. We got our approval for winery on site. So we'll be building 2014 with our own crush pad in 2015, Titus Vineyards off the Silverado Trail. It's right there where the family ranch is. So it's our 50 acres of dirt, 40 under vine, and a brand new crush pad 7 feet up above the air.
Make sure you invite us when you open up. I'd love to be there.
I think that could happen.
Mr. X, to learn a little bit more about Titus online, how would you do that?
I'd head over to titusvineyards.com.
Pretty damned easy. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Have a great one.
Danielle Sorreau.
Sorreau.
Yes.
So I'm guessing you're French.
I am French. Half French, half Irish.
Could I ask you which half? No, I'm sorry. That's just a terrible joke. Danielle, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So Danielle, you were the former winemaker at St. Clement.
Correct. I was with St. Clement Vineyards for 7 years and joined Cade Estate Winery in 2012 as winemaker.
Now, there's a mystery man walking around here, a tall man with a hat, and we're not allowed to mention his name. He's evidently a grape seller who has gone on record saying that women winemakers are the best because they're more patient. What do you think about that?
I definitely think that's true. I mean, the job is really about picking the grapes at absolute perfection. And so if you jump the gun, there's no putting the grapes back on the vine. You know, once you pick them, that's it.
That'd be really impressive if you could pull that off.
That's what you're going to get. So I tend to, when I'm tasting fruit and walking rows, you know, say, okay, this is getting close, but let me give it one more day. Let's see what 24 hours can do. And I really am trying to discover and learn what the vineyard is doing every year so that I can identify, yes, this is it. This is absolute perfection. And it's very hard to do unless you're patient, I think.
That makes good sense because it's Mother Nature. You can't rush it.
Absolutely. Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate. No. And, you know, Mother Nature will give you hail and frost and rain and heat spikes and what do you do? But you just go, okay, now we have this, let's make the best out of this.
There's no fighting, it's more cooperating, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Very cool. Before I let you go, you're pouring Three Clicks, which is your husband's wine, who we've spoken with your husband.
Yes, so my husband started Three Clicks Wines in 2006 with Sauvignon Blanc and Petite Syrah as our first two varieties, and we've since grown it. Now he is making a Grenache Blanc out of the Rockpile appellation. We just did 50 cases of it. And in 2013, you'll be seeing a Malbec from Three Clicks. And who knows what other variety is coming down the pipeline. But my husband likes to experiment. He's a winemaker as well, which makes for a good relationship. And
an interesting dinner time conversation.
Well, fortunately, with my day job, you know, we only make Sauvignon Blanc that conflicts, but otherwise I'm a winemaker. Cabernet Sauvignon is my red. He gets to have fun with all these other fantastic varieties, Petite Syrah, Malbec, Grenache Blanc.
And just to kind of backpedal for a moment, and Rockpile, of course, is over in Sonoma, right? Yes. Northern Sonoma, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So I believe the Grenache Blanc that we are getting for Three Clicks is the only white varietal planted in the entire appellation of Rockpile.
And that makes it not only unusual, but worth trying.
Absolutely.
Danielle, for our listeners to learn about you and Cade online, how would they do that?
You can visit us at cadewinery.com, and we also have a couple of YouTube videos out there that talk about Cade and our sustainability and our commitment to screw caps and alternative closures.
This is a pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Nice meeting you as well.
Cool. You want to talk?
I can talk. You know, I can always talk.
You can always talk. And I love it when you talk.
I love it when you talk to me.
I love it when you answer.
Yeah,
you want to keep this up?
Yeah, okay.
I'm here with Karen Cakebread of Ziada Wines. Karen, how are you?
I'm great, Ray. You doing well?
We're here at auction. We're having a good time. Thank you for, again, keeping us in mind and inviting us back.
You're so welcome. Are you staying cool with all this lovely heat we're having?
I live in Milwaukee. I live for this kind of weather.
Yeah. Well, it's a good day for refreshing Sauvignon Blanc, right?
It is. And as I've already mentioned to you, I was very excited to see how well you did with Wine Enthusiasts. Congratulations to you on that.
Thank you so much. I'm always happy when somebody appreciates all the hard work that we put into making wine. So thank you.
Are you planning on increasing your output of the Sauvignon Blanc at this point? Or?
Not too much, because I think that, you know, people still love red wine. So I have to have a balanced portfolio. So I'm trying to increase my red production a little bit. And I have a Bordeaux blend style wine coming out about next June. So I'm looking forward to that, plus my Pinot Noir and the Cab Franc that I'm making.
I look forward to trying the Cab specifically, being a Cab boy, as much as I love Pinot Noir. And it's the same winemaker doing those, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, same winemaker, Ann Vauder. She's been with me for 5 years. She does a great job.
And yes, she makes red mare wine as well.
Yeah, she has her own brand that's doing quite well itself, so I'm proud of her.
You should be, but the work she does for you, I think, is quite extraordinary. And as a small maker, plus somebody who only started this, you know, some years ago, this is pretty exciting.
It is, and Anne does a great job, and we're having a lot of fun together. And it's just, I couldn't imagine doing anything else. This is in my DNA, and I'll do it as long as I possibly can.
I don't think there's any question about it being in your DNA. For our listeners who'd like to learn about you and Ziada, how would they do that online?
Yes, you can find me at www.ziadawines, that's plural, wines.com.
And before I actually let you go, you also have a lot. I saw you on the bowling lanes.
Yes, some people don't know this about me, but I love to bowl. I actually have my own bowling ball and bag and my own shoes. So I thought I would do something different for an auction lot this year for the e-auction, and I'm inviting four people to bid on my lot, and I'm going to take them bowling and have a true Napa Valley experience. And then we'll go have dinner at a lovely restaurant in Napa and sort of experience how the other half lives.
Excellent. That's cool. Well, I wish you many strikes.
Thank you so much, Ray. Good to see you as always.
Good to see you. We're here with Rosemary Cakebread of Gallica. How are you doing, Rosemary?
I'm doing great, Ray. How are you doing today?
You guys do a great job. You know how to throw a party.
What a day. I mean, and what a facility. I just want to really compliment the Mondavi family for this beautiful, beautiful building. I mean, it's amazing what they've done, the restoration. I remember being here for a lot of school auctions, and this is just gorgeous.
When you say school auctions, how do you mean that?
I think any parent who's raised kids in St. Helena's, they've had many, many school auctions where this family's donated their facilities for school auctions. So I haven't been here for a while, but it's a gorgeous, gorgeous facility.
That's nice to know that they were part of that. That's pretty cool.
It
is. It's beautiful, and just this whole section over here.
And in California, I love seeing the old redwood tank that they left in place.
Joe Madaba was telling me about it. It was so, because how we used to play on it. How funny is that?
Well, I'm pleased to see they left one of them here. It really kind of ties to the history with a modern facility. It's fantastic.
And this layout for the auction is just about perfect. Though there are a lot of people here, we don't feel like we're on top of each other.
No, not at all.
So I guess really why I'm here is to talk about your lot. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm pleased to be here. This is the very first time I participated in the barrel auction for the Napa Valley auction as Gallica. So today I'm pouring a 2012 Cabernet Cab Franc blend from Oakville. I've been working with Oakville Fruit. A lot of fun.
Oakville Fruit is just plain old wonderful.
It is.
I'm a fan of it myself.
Me too.
Yeah, well, you have to be.
And I think 2012, as you've probably gathered from being here today, is just a remarkable vintage. So there's a lot of lovely wines. I'm happy to be part of it.
Do you have any thoughts on 14 at this point?
There's a lot of crop out there, it looks to be. And so far, so good. Yeah.
That sounds good. That's all you can ask for.
That's all we can ask for.
Rosemary, for our listeners to learn about you and Gallica online, how can they do that?
www.gallicawine.com.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ray.
We're here with Mitch Constantino of Pure Crew.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm doing great. I'm having a great time. This is a spectacular barrel tasting this year. Spectacular. This year I didn't do a barrel. I just did an E-lot. So I'm getting around to tasting all the barrels. This was a great year. The wines this year are just mind-boggling.
Well, that's
very exciting.
That's 12, right? I mean, that's what it is.
Fabulous. Yeah, because I knew mine were good, but I wanted to make sure I got test taste everybody's, and it is, and I love the difference in styles. I mean, there are producers you never, you know, very rarely heard of that's making great wines. The big name guys are doing great. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful vintage, and this has just been a great day.
I think it's kind of cool though. When I ran into you, you were over here at another barrel.
Yeah.
And at Alpha Omega, and you were just kind of enjoying yourself, which is kind of neat. As a winemaker, this isn't the kind of thing you get to do very often.
Well, I'm a wine buff anyway. I don't just get lost in you know, one, two, three things. So I'm really having a great time, and I'm really enjoying all these wines and getting to see a lot of friends that I haven't talked to in a while, both from people that are attendees and some of the other winemakers. So it's great. It's a great time. If people miss this today, I'm sorry, but you really missed something.
So that means next year they should watch for it.
Yeah.
Because the 13, from what I've told, is going to be a great vintage as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm looking forward to that already.
Yeah, me too.
Super.
For our listeners who'd like to learn about Pure Crew online, how can they do that?
PureCrewWines.com, and we have a taste room on First Street, downtown Napa.
Couldn't be any easier to find you.
Right next to an oak tree, right across from the Andaz Hotel, and we're open in the evenings.
And are you by appointment?
No, we're all the time.
Cool. Mitch, it's always good seeing you, man. Thanks.
All right, take
Cheers.
Care. Thanks.
We're here with Paul Leary of Blackbird. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm great. How are you today?
It's wonderful. It's auction. It's about the wines and all the money you guys are going to be collecting for incredible charities here in Napa Valley, right?
Incredible. 34th year of doing Auction Napa Valley. We raised over $120 million in 34 plus years, and it's going to be another good one this year.
Feels like a record is in the air. What do you think?
Well, we did $16 million last year, which is pretty incredible. If we can reach that, that would be stupendous.
Everybody be happy. That's not a bad thing.
Everybody be happy. Mostly the children, the elderly, the people that need our support.
Along with that, you have some of the greatest wines in the world.
We have some of the best out there. 2012 vintage is primarily what's being shown in the barrel auction today. Beautiful, elegant vintage. 13 will be next year, which is truly one of the best vintages in the last 10 to 15 years. Hard to beat. A lot of rosés and Sauvignon Blancs being enjoyed because of the heat today.
Oh, yeah.
But not too hot, you know, 90 degrees. Could be worse. We've seen it before, you know that.
It's acceptable to me. I'm good with it.
So our barrel lot actually this year is the 2012 vintage, which is our 10th anniversary. So we're 10 vintages in already, which is incredible.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 22 vineyards that we now work with in total. This lot today is 3 vineyards, and Aaron Pott makes the wine, and we couldn't be more excited. He is an amazing individual. He's not only our winemaker, he's a partner in the company, and a true gentleman and scholar. A gentleman who really understands the old world and made wine over there for 7 years, and an intellectual. We have a lot of fun. It's good to banter back and forth with him.
Yeah, he's just a really terrific guy. And I have to say, your Arise is high on my list of very favorite wines.
Last night we did an event at a winery for Auction Napa Valley. And in truthfulness, there are 9 different wines that are being enjoyed by guests. And the Arise that we put in there in Magnum was 2010 vintage. And it was probably about 1/3 the price of all the other wines.
Wow.
And the number of people, including a master sommelier, that said that wine and its ability to deliver, not just in Napa fruit, but in true character of the varietals, primarily Cabernet Franc and Merlot, beat everyone out. We love that wine.
Here's what's important to understand for our listeners, and certainly for me, is that it comes at a good price point for people who love wine, who could get something that good at that price. That's not very common.
That's the exact point. And with that wine at $50 retail, keep it under $100 on a wine list if everybody's doing their part. That's how we want to build the brand. We make a lot less of the other 3 wines, Illustration, Paramore, and Contrarian. Arise is the workhorse.
Well, kudos to you for keeping it at that price point. For our listeners who would like to learn a little bit about Blackbird online, how would they do that?
BlackbirdVineyards.com.
And coming to see you would be a by appointment situation, correct?
At Masonry Napa Valley in Yountville. We own it. We operate it. No appointment needed. We'd love it if you make one, but come on in anytime, 7 days a week, 362 days a year.
Awfully good talking to you, Paul.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
This is the end of part 2 of Auction Napa Valley 2014. You can download part 3 from lifebetweenthevines.com or by visiting iTunes.